Lexus.com. You'll be glad you did.
Arm's Length Reporting for investors who want the whole story. This is the Cortland Economics Report.
Hey, welcome back. Starting out the second hour of the Cortland Economics Report with a guy who I think is one of the most interesting individuals, certainly in my circle, and that's Bob Moriarty. Bob has a website called 321 Gold. Bob's website deals primarily with resource issues, hard money issues, but he also gets into some political issues. Bob's background, as our listeners are probably aware, military intelligence, etc., some significant training in that area. Bob and I have chatted in the past about the situation in the Middle East. I wanted to bring him back to discuss it again in a couple of segments for one main reason, and that is I think the situation over there is getting so volatile, that I think that, you know, it could all break loose any minute. We're recording this on Tuesday, June 8th, and who knows, by the time this airs here on June 12th, on Saturday, you know, it could be an old story, because the situation could have erupted over there into violence, which I think could happen any time now. Going to talk about that in this first segment. And in the second segment, we're going to talk about the impact that the volatility in the Middle East has on precious metals. I strongly don't believe that the geopolitical issues surrounding that area have been factored into the demand side of that equation. Bob, how you doing?
Good. How are you today, Al?
I'm doing great. We're recording this on June 8th for a very simple reason. Number one, June 8th is the anniversary of the 43rd anniversary, specifically today, of the Israeli, some people call it an attack, some people call it a massacre, of the USS Liberty. That was a very, very interesting situation that occurred 43 years ago, where the Israelis actually attacked a U.S. ship. There were U.S. casualties, and it's all documented. This is not a matter of opinion. And then President Johnson basically issued a statement that was what I would have to call kind of a cover-up of the whole situation. First of all, Bob, briefly describe that, if you would, and I want to do that just kind of in respect of the survivors of that attack, and also you know, for the respect of the people who were killed during that attack.
Okay, let me give you a little background. First of all, as you know, I was a pilot in the Marine Corps. I went in the Marine Corps in 1964. I went through flight training. I got my wings in December of 1966. I went to an F-4 squadron, and I was in an F-4 squadron from 67 through 68. In June of 1967, I was attending Army Intelligence School in Fort Holbrook, Maryland, in downtown Baltimore. It was the middle of the Six-Day War. Israel had attacked Egypt in a preemptive strike. They said at the time that they were attacked first, and then admitted afterwards that, in fact, they were the aggressors. The day before the attack on the Liberty, Israel told the United States to move the ship or it would be attacked. Early in the morning of June 8, 1967, after hours of reconnaissance by Israeli jets, they were attacked by jets, and they were attacked by torpedo boats. It was a deliberate attack. The Liberty was identified. It was wearing a flag. It had identification numbers. The torpedo ships came within 50 yards of the ship. There's no question whatsoever. Israel knew they were attacking a U.S. vessel. There were 32 American soldiers and civilians killed. There were 172 wounded. Someone managed to rig an emergency antenna, and they got a message to the USS Constellation that they were under attack. The USS Constellation sent aircraft to defend the Liberty, and the Secretary of Defense, at the instigation of President Johnson, told the Constellation to recall the aircraft. Aircraft were actually sent out twice, and they were recovered twice without defending the Liberty. The Israeli boats realized that a message had gotten out to the U.S., so they stopped their attack, and that's the only thing that prevented the murder of over 200 American soldiers. It was the most disgraceful attack and behavior of the American military in U.S. history. We failed to defend those who defend the United States. Johnson got on television, said it was an accidental attack. It only took place over a six-minute period, and only 10 Americans were killed. He prevented an investigation. There has never been a congressional investigation. And basically, our American troops were left to hang out and dangle in the wind.
You know, I you sent me this information last about a week or so ago prior to my going up to the World Investment Conference in Vancouver, and I thought it was really, really interesting, and I have to say that the information that I went over is truly indisputable. Now, that, you know, it is what it is, and you certainly can't whitewash that situation. That is not something that, you know, that can be whitewashed, and it hasn't been whitewashed. A full investigation has never taken place for whatever reason. That's wrong, in my opinion. Terribly wrong. But, you know, that was 43 years ago. It is what it is. There's really nothing we can do about it right now other than insist on, you know, a fuller investigation, and I would hope that somebody, you know, with some significant authority would do that. Now, what's
Let me.
Yeah, go.
You.
Sure.
You're saying there's nothing we can do.
That's not
totally
what I
disagree with.
No, that's
there.
Not the way I meant it. But go ahead. Go ahead and clear it up.
We need to go back to false flag operations on the part of Israel, and those went back as far as 1945 when they bombed the King David Hotel. It goes back to the early 1950s in Egypt during the Levant affair, where Israeli spies were bombing U.S. Libraries, theaters in Egypt, and trying to blame the Arabs for it. We had the attack on the USS Liberty in 1967. We had 9/11, where certainly we know that Mossad agents were sitting there in New Jersey filming the aircraft crashing into the Twin Towers. It's not an opinion. They got on Israeli television, and they admitted it.
They said they were there
to document the attack.
Let me be perfectly clear on one thing, because you are bright enough that I have to be very, very succinct in what I'm saying. What I'm saying is we cannot reverse the outcome of that event. That's what I'm saying.
You really can.
How can
what
you go
you
back? Wait, no, it's not, Bob.
Say,
how
we're
can
not going to allow this again.
That's
now, on Memorial Day, Israeli military attacked Turkish vessels sailing in international waters. They attacked an American vessel sailing in international waters on a perfectly legal mission to take aid to Gaza. Now, under United States treaty obligations, we are required to support Turkey if their vessels are hijacked on the open sea.
I don't disagree.
They were hijacked on the open sea, and we certainly could do something about it. But what I want to suggest to you is that the Zionists and IPAC have totally prostituted the American political system. They have bought Congress. They bought the Senate. And anything that Israel does, they're allowed to do. Now, here's something most people don't realize. We have no treaties with Israel. We have no defense pacts. They're not part of NATO. We have never signed a document saying that they are an ally. So we keep talking about them as if they're an ally. But allies don't attack each other.
No, the allies don't attack each other. We're going to have to take a break here really quick. So, again, what I want to say is very specifically, in terms of bringing back the sailors who were killed 43 years ago, June 8th, in that particular attack, that is something that we can't do because we're not God. However, taking action in the future to stop these types of things are something we can do. I'm going to be right back with Bob Moriarty.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it,
now you can.
Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount.
It's easy, but this offer ends June 30th.
Hurry. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
The problem.
How do I cook food without power?
How do I light my home with no electricity?
How do I get emergency radio broadcasts?
How can I make safe drinking water?
When your power goes out, the solution for cooking, baking, home lighting, listening to the radio, and producing clean water is the Family Emergency Kit from Caro Stove. Caro Stove has been in business for over 12 years with the largest selection of kerosene stoves and family preparedness supplies in the U.S. Now, get the Family Emergency Kit at KEROstove.com for only $4.29 plus shipping, a savings of nearly $200. It's perfect for off-the-grid living. Call 888-395-1164 today. That's 888-395-1164 and ask about weekly specials or check the specials online each week at KEROstove.com. Again, call 888-395-1164 or go to KEROstove.com. Caro Stove, for family emergency solutions.
Most people know that drinking pure high alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using plasma pH drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
Tired of searching for great talk radio?
Search no more.
I'm told that it has everything.
We are the GCN Radio Network. Yes, yes.
Your weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Okay, welcome back. Big Al is in studio, so to speak, with Bob Moriarty. We're talking about the situation in the Middle East. We're soon going to segue into, away from the actual events that are occurring over there. We're going to go into the impact that that particular situation is, we believe, going to have on the world, and consequently also at the risk of sounding trite on the price of gold. We're all aware of what happened in terms of the tragedy on the flotilla that occurred last week. We are aware of the fact that that event occurred in international waters. There is no way that one could argue that was, you know, a legal attack, certainly. I was at the Cambridge House World Investment Conference the past couple days. Kind of one thing that came to my attention on June 8th is that two more Palestinians were killed off the Sea of Gaza by the Israelis when their bodies washed ashore. Bodies of these two men in their 20s had each been shot in the head, so that was probably, I think one could safely say, that was not in retaliation to an attack on them. This stuff simply has to stop. Human beings are human beings. Bob, let's talk about this for a couple minutes, and then let's go on to what this could escalate into.
Well, here's what we need to understand. In 1947, the United States had no enemies in the Middle East. In 1948, we had no friends in the Middle East. Our 100% unlimited support of Israel is why we were attacked on 9/11. It's why we're in Afghanistan. It's why we're attacking Pakistan. It's why we're in Iraq. We stand to win nothing. The Israelis can spit in our face the way they did with Biden, and a week later Congress gives them a check for $3 billion. Now, this simply has to stop. It's totally insane, and Israel has hijacked the American political system. They are providing so much support in terms of campaign contributions that they have literally bought Congress. They have bought the Senate, and we allow them to get away with cold-blooded murder. Let's talk about the hijacking on the open sea on May 31st. It was illegal. The blockade is illegal. We know that. The UN has called it illegal. It's illegal in every way. The vessels were in international waters. Now, Turkey has said, we're going to do it again, but next time we're going to send warships. If they do, it could easily spark World War III. Now, the danger there is, Turkey is an ally of the United States, and we are contractually obligated to support them. If we supported Israel and they were attacking Turkish vessels on the open sea, the rest of the world would unite in condemnation.
The rest of the world would unite in condemnation. You know, Bob, we have a situation here that, you know, you and I were talking off the air, and you said that up until fairly recently you never believed in the concept of Armageddon, and now you believe in it. You know, it's interesting, but you know my wife, Kathy, and Kathy is, you know, she's probably not as well politically informed, not as politically informed as let's say you and I are, but she made the same comment 3 or 4 years ago. She said, I never believed in this stuff, but you know what? I'm kind of starting to believe it now. She said that early on in the Bush administration, which was, I guess we're going back, what, about eight years or so when she said that. You know, it's things are going on right now that are absolutely terrifying. And Bob, here's the question I have for you. Now, you and I are about the same age, and I don't believe that at any point in our lifetimes, our planet and our, let's take out the word planet and let's put in that society as defined by human beings in total ever was sitting on a larger powder keg than we're sitting on right now. I mean, Putin has come out and he has said we need to investigate the situation of the Israelis boarding and killing some people on that on the ship headed for Gaza. Our president, however, is saying we need to put together a panel to investigate this thing. I got to tell you, you got two of the major powers in the world, and they're on opposite sides of the fence at this point. That scares the hell out of me, Bob.
Well, it should scare you. Anytime you have economic chaos, governments see war as a way of getting out of the economic chaos.
Ain't it the truth? Isn't that the truth?
Obama would love to have a war because as soon as you're a president in wartime, you become very popular. George Bush was absolutely and utterly incompetent, and everybody understood it. And then 9/11 happened, and all of a sudden he was a hero. So we go attacking Afghanistan, now the longest war in American history, where we stand to win absolutely nothing, and it's bankrupting us. And the American people were cheering. They thought it was the greatest thing that could possibly happen. Ray, we're going to war. Let's go to another war. So we did. We went into Iraq, and now we're in Pakistan. And Israel wants us to attack Iran. How many wars can we handle?
Well, what I find to be interesting is all of these wars are in relatively inconsequential areas. Now, before you start laughing and call me an idiot, let me tell you why I'm saying that. Okay, number one, the situation in Afghanistan, you know, one could argue you got to go in and you got to get the Taliban, okay? I mean, that would be like, in my opinion, like the U.S. government going into a small city somewhere in Montana because there were some, outlaws, for lack of better terms, in there. Totally inconsequential to the U.S. economy. But they went in there and threw millions and millions and billions of dollars at that situation. Now, I got to tell you, Bob, you're the military expert, not me. Who the hell cares about what's going on in Afghanistan? How can that possibly justify the expenditure of both human lives and dollars that we're...
if you ignore the human aspect, and you can do that, if you've ever read a history book, every civilization in history that collapsed through military adventurism.
Exactly.
Now, it's not a good military adventurism or a bad military adventurism. The French Revolution was a direct outcome of the French getting involved in the American Revolutionary War. Russia, or the Soviet Union, collapsed because of their involvement in Afghanistan. Now it's happening to us every single day. Why do you think the banks are all bankrupt? They're bankrupt because we're spending all this money on these stupid wars. Now, the danger, and you alluded to that, the danger is you get into a war like we attack Iran, somebody's going to have to use nuclear weapons. Now, if we open Pandora's box then, we're in deep, serious trouble. The one thing I can guarantee is China doesn't want their oil to glow in the dark.
I guarantee you China doesn't want their oil to glow in the dark, and I guarantee you that with what Mr. Putin said earlier this week, I think Russia and China are not going to roll over and say, you guys do whatever you want, it's not a big deal. Bob, I got to bring you back in the next segment. But we're not going to talk politics, we're going to talk finance. Big Al's going to be right back with Bob Moriarty.
To find out more about today's guests, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Corlin Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.
You worry. If you don't understand the situation. Hi, summer's coming, and now's the time to learn self-sufficiency. If you're going to eat from nature's bounty of wild edible plants, remember, there's a learning curve. Experience is the best teacher, but that means time. To speed it up, you'll need to build on the wisdom of a teacher who has lived it. Author Linda Runyon is that teacher. Her Wild Food Knowledge Package is the crash course. The DVD gives you a 3-hour overview of her world directly from her. The book gives you an in-depth reference with all of the insider know-how you'll ever need. And her wild cards are your portable summary and cheat sheet for your field work. This 3-pronged learning system will take you from spectator to scholar to gourmet survivalist in weeks, not years. Folks, I can vouch that Linda's the real deal. She's my mom, and I watched her do it. So go to ofthefield.com or call 888-51-EAT-FREE. Start now. Knowledge is power. Better take action. I think a storm's coming.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill, and I had high blood pressure, high blood sugar, poor vision, and I really wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess, pretty much.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract, and from within a few days, I started sleeping a lot better. My blood pressure normalized, my blood sugar normalized, and my sleep really did improve.
Experience these benefits and more when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or two sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
You've seen our SinoFresh banner on the GCN website.
Yet your sinusitis is still a problem.
Are you waiting for your sinusitis to go away by itself?
Are you waiting for a SinoFresh discount?
Okay, here it comes.
But first, the facts.
67 other products merely treat symptoms.
And not the cause of sinus problems.
And 37 million Americans suffer from sinus distress just like you. But now many are finding relief with the only patent-protected homeopathic nasal product that antiseptically eliminates the known causes of sinusitis. SinoFresh.
Now, here's your limited-time discount offer to use SinoFresh.
Call 888-906-3636 right now for $2 off per bottle when you mention GCN. That's it. Just call 888-906-3636 and mention GCN for a $2 discount.
But hurry, this offer is only for the first 1,000 customers.
Call 888-906-3636. 888-906-3636. Call right now for $2 off per bottle.
Mention GCN.
Buy SinoFresh.com. It works.
On air, online,
and on demand.
They say we offer simple answers to complex problems.
We are the GCN Radio Network.
Providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
All right, it's turning into the Bob Moriarty Show, and I'm telling you, Bob's an interesting guy. There's no question about that. Okay, we have spent two segments talking about the extreme volatility in the Middle East and how that could have a meaningful impact on the price of the markets that Bob and I are involved in, which are certainly the precious metals markets. Bob, I don't believe that, and I've spoken with Peter Granich about this in the past. He's been on the show. He brought up the subject. I don't believe, and Peter doesn't believe, that geopolitical issues right now have been factored in effectively, or as much as they should, I guess I should say, into the demand side of the equation for gold. And this has a meaningful impact not only on the price of gold, in my opinion, but also on the price of gold stocks. What are your thoughts on that?
I have to totally agree with you. I could talk for hours about how investing in gold makes a lot of sense because of the weaknesses of fiat currencies in the global banking system as a whole. And, in fact, I do speak for hours on that. But from a geopolitical point of view, absolutely, there isn't a single dime of value in the price of gold regarding the geopolitical consequences of Turkey escorting vessels to Gaza, or Iran escorting vessels to Gaza, or Israel attacking Iran, or the United States attacking Iran. Those are all extremely dangerous. Everybody's made it clear we would really love to have war in the Middle East. The function of gold as an insurance policy. Believe me, if we get into a nuclear war, you're going to want to own some gold. It will be the only thing that has any value. And the derivative of that, of course, is if gold went up $200 a day, you can guarantee that any of the production stories in gold stocks, they would go up.
Well, they'd go up significantly, just, you know, almost instantaneously. And I think that a lot of the smaller companies, I think you'd have a meaningful ripple effect into that area, whether you're talking about the development companies or whether you're talking about the grassroots exploration companies. Now, you follow a lot of these guys. I mean, you agree with me?
Well, here's what's nuts, and you have to take a look at a historical chart of the XAU over gold or the HUI over gold. That's the relationship of gold stocks to gold itself, and it's a pure measure of psychology. Gold shares are cheaper in real terms today than they were in 2001. Now, in 2001, I was wildly bullish, and I was all by myself. Gold hit a new high. We're recording this on the 8th. Gold hit a new high today, and nobody cares.
I think that people haven't woken up to the fact yet. When you say nobody cares, a human being can only assimilate and act on so much information at any given time. And I think right now, basically, people are on overload, Bob, and I really, really believe that. I think that you and I, who both follow the markets very, very closely, are either going to wake up one morning or are going to realize during the day here that, boom, the whole paradigm has changed. And the whole structure, the whole pricing structure of precious metals and precious metal stocks has changed significantly. You know, I wrote an article that was in Kitco a couple of years ago, 3 years ago, I guess. I was flying back from Toronto, and I had a brainstorm about an article entitled The Perfect Storm, and it was, you know, dealing with how, in my opinion, this is the perfect storm for gold and gold shares. And I was right in that article. History proved me right, for lack of better terms. I think the perfect storm today exists to an even greater extent than it did 2 or 3 years ago.
Absolutely true. There are substantial issues such as peak oil. We know it's no longer a theory. It's a fact. We have this god-awful mess in the Gulf with the BP oil spill, and that's going to be catastrophic. The fishing industry, the shrimping industry in the Gulf, those things all have a knock-on effect. You just can't release 20,000 barrels of oil a day for months and months and months and months and months. And unfortunately, what it's doing is showing that we have a president who is a Furby. He's a talking hip. He was a guy who was criticizing Bush, and Bush certainly deserved criticism for his lack of performance in Katrina. And name me one thing this president done. And the answer is absolutely nothing.
Well, no, Bush did deserve some, yes, he deserved a certain amount of criticism. But when you talk about criticism in Katrina, you're right. I mean, I am totally unaware of anything that the current administration has done in terms of actually taking physical action. Bush did take physical action in New Orleans. And I mean, yeah, it was a bit ineffective, as it turned out. But the current administration has done nothing.
That's absolutely correct. And here's what's scary, Al. When these guys are under pressure, they look for the easy way out. And the easy way out of a financial disaster, a financial collapse, a geopolitical collapse, a environmental collapse, is to start a war. So all of a sudden, everybody's waving flags and everybody's cheering you. Hey, isn't this wonderful? We're sending our kids off to get killed. Well, that's kind of a stupid idea.
Kind of a stupid idea, I would have to say, is probably the understatement of the day. But regardless, you know, as Jay Taylor says on his show, let's make turning hard times into good times. Let's talk for the next 3 minutes or so about what people need to do to protect themselves. You've got me believing 100%, you and a lot of other people, that, you know, you want to be invested in things right now. Well, Clyde Harrison, who is a co-host on a show that I do on the Business Talk Radio Network every Saturday at 2 o'clock, is absolutely fervent, as is our other co-host Steve Carr, about right now the only financial sector that offers security for people like yourself and myself and for listeners is, and this is not to be construed as investment advice, this is just what we believe, is the area of things. We focus on things being precious metals, gold, silver, okay? And I'm convinced that's the only place right now that offers any security.
There is a hierarchy of investment quality. The very first thing that I would have would be gold that I could hold in my hand as an insurance policy against war and chaos. The second thing that I would own is some physical silver that I could hold in my hand. Then you go further down the list and you start talking about investment as opposed to insurance policy.
Right.
And the shares of producing gold or producing silver companies or near-term production stories. And you eventually get down to the shares of companies investing in water or shares of companies investing in oil or
right.
shares of companies investing in natural gas. But you want to be in things. You want to be real, tangible goods that people will have a demand for, as opposed to T-bills, bank CDs, all of these imaginary investments whose value is only based on what somebody else thinks they're worth. You want to be invested in tangible goods, but there is a hierarchy going from gold and silver. And believe me, if a Middle East war starts, if that thing goes nuclear, you're going to want to own some gold.
Well, I think you're going to want to own some gold. I don't know, Kathy and I have chosen, because of the magnitude, the size of our investments, we have chosen to go into silver only because I believe that physical silver, specifically silver rounds, unless you're investing well into six figures, I am convinced that probably physical silver is the best place for the average investor to be. Would you agree with me on that? 15 seconds.
I like gold, but it's hard now. The cheapest gold coin is now $50, but silver rounds, which are the 1 ounce coins or junk silver, halves, dimes, quarters. You want something that you could trade for food or you could trade for gasoline. I've said it many times before. The entire banking system of the world is defunct. It's underwater. The $614 trillion in derivatives is all fraud. I've been saying it for 9 years. Now Hungary saying it, Greece saying it, Italy saying it. And those are important issues.
Those are important issues. We got to run. Bob, I know you're on your way to catch an airplane. Thanks for your time, sir.
Always a pleasure. Thanks.
The summer specials are here. Colloidal silver, CoQ10 with Hawthorne, glucosamine chondroitin, super male plex and female plex, memory power, colon enhancer, and more, all on sale at Herbal Healer Academy. Visit herbalhealer.com now for big summer savings on longevity products like HGH, resveratrol, colloidal minerals, and hundreds of natural health products. Herbal Healer Academy has been a global leader of safe, natural medicine, providing natural supplements, correspondence courses, informative news letters with ongoing research information to our members since 1988. Sign up for free online newsletters and don't miss McCain's 3-point plan for health at the Herbal Healer Academy website, herbalhealer.com. Find natural ways for weight loss, plus men's, women's, and children's health products, and our famous top-selling 4-herb tea. The testimonials are incredible! And so are the summer specials at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer Academy, healing the world with nature, one person at a time.
We all know that the Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 4 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water systems. The revolutionary Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels, and removes harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include 3 Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, 3 Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping, an $87 value, yours free, but only for a limited time. Just call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653 now to order. That's 1-877-886-3653 or order online now at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
It's the number one reason for slow and clogged bath drains. That's right, hair. And the number one way to open drains plugged with hair? The drain clog.
Wow.
Stop standing in dirty bath water. Stop using dangerous chemicals. Just push the drain claw past the pop-up in your sink or tub, twist, and pull.
Wow.
You'll be shocked at what this little tool can pull out of your drain. The drain claw has over 100 tiny hooks that claw through hair, toothpaste, and shampoo that slows and clogs your drains. See how it works right now at thedrainclaw.com.
Wow.
The drain claw is made in the USA and is the safest, easiest, most environmentally friendly solution to unclog bath drains. Get one for $6.99 or three for $15. The drain claw can be used over and over. Don't be fooled by substitutes. Buy the original. Buy the drain claw. Order now at thedrainclaw.com. That's the drain claw at thedrainclaw.com.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
How do you spell hard-hitting talk radio? GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Hey, welcome in. Here to close out the first hour of the weekend edition of the Portland Economics Report. I'm chatting right now with a lady by the name of Relyn Bailey and a buddy of mine, Roger Wiegand. Relyn is involved with a company called Nova Gold, one of our sponsors. And Roger, as you all know, writes a newsletter. He's on the show almost every single week. Relyn is going to provide an introduction to Roger, a reintroduction, I guess I should say, to Nova Gold. And also for those of you folks who don't know the company, obviously we're going to provide an introduction to the company to you. A couple of things I'd have to say. I have known Nova Gold almost since its inception. Rick Van Nieuwenhuyse is a really good guy. He's a gentleman who we have worked with on and off over the past, I don't know, 10, 12 years, however, even longer than that possibly. Relyn took over Greg Johnson's spot when Greg left Nova Gold, well, Greg being one of the co-founders. And Relyn stepped up the ladder and is now in charge of corporate communications for Nova Gold. Very, very interesting woman and a very competent woman, I have to say. Raj, got any questions for this gal?
Well, it's been a long time, Al, since I looked at Nova Gold. I remember them as being a large explorer with a very big property. And I can't even remember the stock price, but Relyn can help us get started here.
Well, certainly exploration is still one of our key core competencies. We've added a lot of value for shareholders over the years through our exploration success. Rick Van Nieuwenhuyse, the founder, is an exploration geologist. But what we're at now is more of a development stage level. Like you said, we do have some very large properties, and I think that's what sets Nova Gold apart in the industry amongst the juniors is that we have this portfolio of world-class properties. So we've got Donlin Creek up in Alaska. That's our big gold property with 42 million ounces of gold in all categories. 34 million of that is reserves. We've completed a feasibility study for that project last year. So if you think of global gold deposits, that only 1% of deposits are more than 20 million ounces of gold. Donlin's got 42 million ounces. So it really is a giant in the industry, and it's unusual to see a project of that size held by a junior. Usually they're held by the seniors. So we do have a partnership there. We're 50-50 with Barrick Gold. So that brings some stability to the project. Obviously, Barrick has the construction and operations expertise to help us bring that project to production, and that's our focus now. And then we've got Galore Creek, so that's a copper gold project in British Columbia, and that's a partnership 50-50 with Teck Resources, another very big project, and we're just moving to the pre-feasibility stage of that project right now.
You know, Raj, I'm kind of surprised that you lost track of it in a sense, because, you know, in terms of of companies that are really what I would call advanced development stage. I mean, that's where these guys are, and they've been doing what they're doing for a long, long time, and I think you're going to see an evolution into a significant, significantly strong production company here.
I think, as I remember, Al, we had it in when the company was pretty young, younger, I should say, and the stock probably increased in value at that time. Again, I can't remember exactly. It's been so long, but it probably leveled off for a period of time as they were progressing and doing other kinds of work, and we just put it down to look at some other things until it picked up and got started again. But I have to admit that I have not looked at it for a very long time, and I would have to do some reading and checking and see where we are right now.
Well,
I know that the scope of the project is huge. I mean, it's a lot of money. It's a big deal. It's going to take a great deal of investment, and it will take somebody of the stature of Barrick to really develop the property and make it work out.
These certainly are big projects. Like you said, Donlin Creek is pretty capital intensive at the front end. It's looking at about $4.4 billion for the capital cost to build it. But if you consider the size of the reserve base, so with 34 million ounces of reserves, that averages out to about $132 per reserve ounce. So it's, when you look at it in the scale of the project, that it's going to produce more than 1 million ounces of gold for 25 years, it puts those capital costs in context, I think. It's also a very low-cost producer. The feasibility envisioned the operating cost at $394 per ounce, which is certainly in the lower quartile of producers. Plus, we're moving now, as Al knows, we're moving through the process of further reducing those costs by bringing natural gas to the project. So if we can bring natural gas for power, it's based on a diesel base case right now, and diesel's about 20 cents per kilowatt hour, whereas natural gas is about 10 cents per kilowatt hour. So obviously that would bring us a significant reduction in power costs, which would even improve the operating costs again over that $394 per ounce.
Would you please refresh us as to the situation as far as structure? You talked a little bit about natural gas for power. What about transportation, roads, grid, water? Where is the project right now? What is the status of the project today?
Well, and that's the issue with these projects, is that they're big, but they're also remote, right? They don't have 42 million ounce gold deposits in downtown Vancouver, which is where we are right now. So you do, that's why it takes a bit longer to get them into production, because you do need to develop the infrastructure to have the access to site. You need to figure out what your power is going to be. So we completed the feasibility study for Donlin Creek in April of last year. So that gave us the capital cost estimates and the production estimates. And then we decided to take the time to move through that natural gas studies, because due to some regulation changes in Alaska and also some changes in the liquid natural gas market, you can actually get long-term liquid natural gas contracts now. So it was worth it for us to move through that process of looking at optimizing the power at the study to further reduce the operating costs. So where we're at right now is just moving through those final gas line studies. Then we'll revise the feasibility study to include that natural gas option. And then we expect that we'll be filing permit applications for that project by the end of next year.
Do you have contracts with Barrick to the extent that you have to deliver the project into a certain state with certain accomplishments?
No, right now it's a 50-50 partnership. That was the case before when it was our joint venture with Placer Dome.
Okay.
And then we, at the end of 2007, we came to an agreement with Barrick that we would move that project ahead on a 50-50 basis. So we worked together on the technical committees and the management committee to make all decisions moving ahead.
Who's doing all the field work and paying for it?
It's 50-50. Okay. We're moving ahead as equal partners at that project.
Okay. Good.
Obviously, we each bring different bits of expertise to the table, right? Mm-hmm. Barrick's got the construction and the operations expertise. We've got the exploration and the community engagement expertise. So it's a nice partnership where we each bring our own different skills to the table.
When would you envision that the project would begin and be fully permitted to begin production?
It is a longer process in Alaska. What we saw in British Columbia and Canada recently is that the provincial and the federal government started working together to streamline that permitting process. That's why we were able to permit Galore Creek in 18 months the first time. It's not quite at that point in Alaska. It's 2 to 3 years to permit up there. So if we file permit applications by the end of 2011, we're looking at 2 to 3 years beyond that to permit, and then 2 to 3 years to construct, and then we're able to start commissioning the project.
Roland, I'm curious about one thing. Now, you've got major projects in both Canada and in the United States. Now, you're an expert, among other things, in environmental issues. What are the big differences, if any, between the way those issues are handled in Canada and they're handled in the U.S.?
The number one thing, I think, in any industry, but certainly in mining, is that if you want to develop a project, you need to show the communities that you're going to be doing it with their interests in mind, that you're bringing real benefits, long-term benefits to the community. That means bringing them employment opportunities, bringing them the opportunities to have additional training and skills so they can move up through the workforce and start working at the management and supervisory levels. You need to be cognizant, obviously, of all the environmental impacts and trying to minimize those impacts throughout the project development. And that's, I think, some way that NovaGold has really excelled in the industry, is that we're bringing real benefits to communities, and that translates to very strong project support, which translates for comfort for the government as you're moving through that permitting process. It's important to note at Donlin Creek is it's all located on private Native Alaskan land. This is land that's been designated for mining, and it's all on private land, and we've got exceptional support for the project. We actually have one of the highest local high rates of any project in North America. So about 90% of the workforce comes from local communities.
I would say that this looks like a really good opportunity. It's taken a long time to get to this point, but like the real estate development business where I used to work and this business, things don't happen overnight. It takes a lot of patience. It takes a lot of knowledge. And it takes a lot of money.
Well, let me tell you, these guys have the ability to raise the money. They've proven that time and again over the years. You know, in terms of tenacity and on the project itself, these guys have never, ever, ever given up. Not that there's ever been a reason to do that, but you guys have never given up. I mean, it's a very, very interesting situation run by a very interesting, competent group of people. Final words to investors.
The key takeaways at NovaGold, like you said, is the staying power, our ability to raise financing. We've got two significant investors that came in, Paulson and Soros. Obviously, a strong vote of confidence in the company and in the long-term production potential from our gold projects. All of our projects are in North America, so low geopolitical risk compared to what many of our peers can offer. Big projects, big resource base. We've got that development stage discount right now, so you're able to buy a significant pot of gold for a pretty low price right now.
And at the end of that rainbow, I think the chances of a pot of gold being here are significantly better than they are with most other companies. Interest of full disclosure, I got to say a couple of things. Number one, I'm not a registered investment advisor, so I can't tell you to buy the stock. I can't tell you to sell it. Also, NovaGold is a sponsor on our website, and that means that you can get all the information that you want about this company simply by clicking on their banner. Relin, Roger, thanks so much.
For our upcoming appearance schedule, visit kereport.com. The Corlin Economics Report will be back in just a moment.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you own an Apple iPhone and love to listen to your favorite programs on GCN, I've got good news for you. I'm proud to announce that GCN has a brand new iPhone app available for our dedicated listeners at GCNlive.com. Listen to your favorite hard-hitting GCN programs live or on demand right on your iPhone. And the best part? The GCN iPhone app can be yours absolutely free. Download the iPhone app today by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.